Bacteria. Bacteria are free-living, single-celled organisms that multiply through chromosomal replication and cellular division. They are everywhere. Some are helpful and some are harmful. They normally live benignly in and on the human body, and only a small fraction of the thousands of identified species are known to cause human disease. Bacteria are referred to as a colony when occurring in a group. There is no single agreed-upon classification methodology or taxonomy definition for bacteria. One classification scheme has 17 groups of bacteria based on RNA sequencing. All of these groups have a prokaryotic cell structure that does not have a visible nucleus, membranous nuclear envelope, or membrane-bound internal structure such as mitochondria. This classification type may be called genotypic. Other genotypic classifications may look at DNA in addition to RNA. Another commonly used classification is known as phenotypic, and it includes both morphological and chemical properties. An important phenotypic criterion commonly used in healthcare settings is the Gram stain characteristic. Bacteria may be classified as Gram-positive or Gram-negative. Knowing the difference between Gram-positive and Gram-negative is particularly important with reference to interpreting laboratory results and understanding the bacteria common to healthcare facilities. Results from other stains, such as acid fast, may also be used to describe bacteria. Other characteristics may include morphological features or other cell and chemical properties. Despite the lack of a species definition, bacteria are categorized in a format similar to the taxonomy of other microbes, using the genus and species. The genus is capitalized and italicized. The species is lowercase and italicized. For example, the full scientific name for the commonly encountered E. coli is Escherichia coli. Escherichia is the genus and coli is the species. Understanding which bacteria are related by identification of shared genus will help you remember which share similar characteristics. Size and reproduction. Bacteria are small, with most ranging from 0.2 to 2.0 micrometers in diameter and 2 to 8 micrometers in length, although larger species do exist, as illustrated in Exhibit 1-3. This has implications associated with many IP concerns such as mask rating and effectiveness, air filtration, and cleaning and sanitation. For example, an almost invisible crack in medical devices and slash or equipment can harbor bacteria and potentially serve as a transmission source. An IP who understands this will be able to more effectively convince hospital staff of the need for effective cleaning and disinfection procedures. Exhibit 1-3. Bacteria size compared to human cell size. Bacteria normally reproduce by binary fission, with one cell dividing into two cells. The rate of division can vary from slow, every 12 to 24 hours, to rapid, as quickly as 20 to 30 minutes under ideal conditions. Due to the replication of chromosomal DNA during this process, the two resulting cells are essentially identical to the parent cell. Mutated cells that occur as a result of random mistakes during DNA replication may result in different cells from one generation to the next. This difference may also result from the transfer of genes from other bacteria. Cell structure, shape, and growth characteristics. The bacterial cell contains several components. The deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA, molecule, ribosomes, the membrane, and the cell wall. Some bacteria may have additional components such as an outer membrane, a capsule, flagella, pili, plasmids, or endospores. From an IP perspective, there are a few key concepts to understand about the cell wall in particular. The cell wall may be described as Gram-positive or Gram-negative, and this is important to classification, detection, and mitigation efforts. Chemical substances that surround cells are known as glycocalyx. If the glycocalyx is organized and firmly attached to the cell wall, it is referred to as a capsule. These may contribute to bacterial virulence and may offer protection from phagocytosis. If the glycocalyx is unorganized and only loosely attached to the cell wall, it is called a slime layer. Virulence is the measure of a microbe's ability to invade and create disease in a host, and it may be increased by a variety of characteristics. Those that increase the transmissibility of an organism, those that enhance the organism's ability to survive in an external environment, and those that make an organism more efficient at invading host cells and subsequently disseminating within a host. In most Gram-positive bacteria, the cell wall consists of many layers of peptidoglycan, forming a thick, rigid structure. By contrast, Gram-negative bacteria feature cell walls that contain only one, or very few, layers of peptidoglycan. Gram-negative cells possess an outer membrane that is composed of lipoproteins, lipopolysaccharides, and phospholipids. This outer membrane helps some organisms evade phagocytosis, provides a barrier to certain antibiotics, and confers properties of virulence, endotoxins. Bacteria's cell shape and organization. There are many shapes and organization patterns among bacteria. Basic shapes include spherical coccus or cocci, rod-shaped bacillus or bacilli, and spiral. Cocci tend to be round but may be irregularly shaped. They are usually described as single or in pairs, diplococci, chains, streptococci, or clusters, staphylococci. Most bacilli appear as single rods and are fairly uniform in shape. However, some are oval and look so much like cocci that they are called cocobacilli. If they're seen in pairs, they're identified as diplobacilli. Spiral bacteria have one or more twists and may be curved, vibrios, corkscrews, spirilla, or helical, spirochetes. These common shapes and organizations are depicted in Exhibit 1-4. Exhibit 1-4, Common Shapes and Organizations of Bacteria. Key point. Note that while reports that include accurate and precise diagnostic identification may be available through culture testing, the IP or the facility may receive an initial test result indicating whether a tested bacteria is gram-positive or gram-negative and what the shape and organization of the bacteria is before final diagnostic identification through culture testing is available. With some commonly encountered bacteria, preventive action may be necessary in the time period between when the initial gram stain results and the culture testing results are available, making knowledge of the specific characteristics of those organisms important. Bacterial toxins. Bacterial toxins can greatly increase the virulence of pathogens. They are classified as either exotoxins or endotoxins. Exotoxins are secreted by bacteria, mainly those that are gram-positive. Exotoxins are often heat inactivated, are neutralized by specific antibodies, and possess enzymatic activity. Examples of exotoxin-producing organisms include C. difficile and S. aureus. Endotoxins are surface components, complexes of bacterial proteins, lipids, and polysaccharides remaining firmly in the bacteria of gram-negative bacteria. They resist inactivation by heat, are partially neutralized by antibodies, and interact with host systems. These interactions may result in cascades of responses that induce fever, swelling, vascular leaking, pain, and shock. Examples of endotoxin-producing organisms include E. coli and Salmonella. Condition-specific bacterial forms and structures. Some bacteria are able to respond to certain environmental conditions in a manner that increases the bacteria's ability to survive the condition. When essential nutrients are depleted, certain gram-positive bacteria form structures known as endospores. Endospores are composed of nuclear material and protein. They are remarkable for their ability to survive in water heated to above boiling, extreme drying, and exposure to some toxic chemicals. When growth conditions permit, the endospore transforms into more typical bacteria known as the vegetative form. Bacteria may also form a biofilm, which is the preferred method of growth for many microorganisms, contrasted to free-floating, called planktonic. Biofilms are attached, architecturally defined, three-dimensional environments that may contain either single or multiple species of microorganisms. Mixed biofilms may contain normal flora and commensal organisms. Because biofilms are structured and have characteristics that are determined by their component microorganisms, each is unique. Due to their nature, biofilms are associated with chronic infections. They are notorious for attaching to the inside of lumens, such as urinary catheter tubing, to central line tubing, and to the lumens of endoscopes. They result in unique characteristics for the involved microbes, in contrast to when free-floating, such as higher organism concentration, loss of antibiotic susceptibility, enhanced virulence, and altered cellular expression. The uniqueness of each biofilm and the other characteristics make them difficult to detect. They are commonly produced by Staphylococcus species, E. coli, Klebsiella pneumoniae, Enterococcus faecalis, and Pseudomonas aeruginosa. Key point. Biofilms occur naturally in many areas of interest for healthcare facilities, such as drinking water lines and urban water systems. They occur naturally in the human body, such as in the mouth or the bladder. They are also commonly associated with implanted and other medical devices, which may result in healthcare-associated infections, HAIs. As a result, biofilm control is crucial in healthcare environments. Common grouping criteria. As referenced earlier, there are multiple methods for classifying bacteria. In order to more easily narrow down potential bacteria based on lab results, it is common to start with whether they are gram-positive or gram-negative. From there, a variety of characteristics can be used to group bacteria, including the following. Oxygen utilization. Aerobic bacteria, which refers to bacteria that have an absolute requirement for oxygen. Without it, they do not grow. Facultative anaerobes, which refers to bacteria that can use oxygen if it is present but can grow without it. Obligate anaerobes, which refers to bacteria that grow only in the complete or nearly complete absence of oxygen and are inhibited or killed by oxygen. Microaerophilic bacteria, which refers to bacteria that require 2 to 10% of the normal atmospheric concentration, 21%. They may also require increased carbon dioxide concentrations. Typical infection location. Enteric bacteria, which refers to bacteria that typically are found in the gastrointestinal tract. Non-enteric bacteria, which refers to bacteria that typically are found outside the gastrointestinal tract. They are frequently opportunistic and found in the environment, example, soil and water. Morphological features, shape, organization, ability to form endospores. Enzyme production. Catalase, which catalyzes the decomposition of hydrogen peroxide to water and oxygen. Coagulase, which causes blood to coagulate. Other criteria. Toxin production, hemolysis on blood agar. Sugar fermentation. Gas production,